Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Psalms 107. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Why did he say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so? Why didn't he say, let the angels say so? Havis Crawford said, angels don't know anything about having two flats on the way to church. Amen. Angels don't know anything about the washing machine breaking down and the electricity going out. Amen. And everything going wrong in one day's time. It's redeemed that know about those things. Woo! Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He've redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. I asked you a question this morning. If God will do that for fools, how much will he do for saints? Amen. Woo! Saveth them out of their distresses. Why? Because he cried unto the Lord. Listen, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Praise God. 28. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. He sent his word and healed them. Hallelujah. Amen. Just before church last night, Sister Richardson called me. And she was in such pain, she had Layton to call me. She's calling for you, having a real bad spell. She was crying out in her bedroom in pain with that new attack, that severe attack. Amen. She thought she was dying, and she wanted to, but she didn't want that pain. Amen. And I begin to pray. Hallelujah. We cried unto the Lord. Praise God. Did you ever hear anybody say, he don't have a prayer? He ain't even got a prayer. You don't have a prayer. Oh, you may think you don't have one till you get in enough trouble. Praise God. Six times they got in trouble in the book of Psalm 7. Four times they got in trouble. But three times the Bible said they cried unto the Lord. You may think you haven't got a cry. You haven't got a prayer. Amen. But they got enough trouble, hungry and thirsty, and their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord. You may think you can't, but boy, you're getting enough trouble, you will. Amen. You may be kind of bashful about praying and kind of bashful about demonstrating. You're getting enough trouble, you'll cry. You're getting enough trouble, you'll say, Jesus, help me. Be like that old boy in Searcy, Arkansas. Warren Moorhead was working on the same loading dock with him. didn't claim to believe in God. Said he didn't believe in God. Amen. Searcy and Balnab, Arkansas, is right in the middle of Tornado Alley. They just come right up through there right frequently. I remember when it blowed Searcy and Balnab away. Amen. Brother Warren Moorhead said one day a tornado came by, and that man that didn't believe in God was holding it one end of the tarpaulin. And the wind caught it and began to wrap it around and around and around him. And as that tarpaulin wrapped around and around that man like a mummy, amen, and lifted him off that loading dock into the air, he was crying, God save me! God save me! He didn't believe in God, but he did. When the wind blew hard enough. Praise God. Amen. You may think you haven't got a prayer, but I'd hate to think that I had to wait till the wind blew that hard before I'd cry unto God. Amen. Didn't have a cry, but the 6th verse, the 13th verse, the 19th verse said they cried. Amen. Then they cried, then they cried, then they cried. Oh, that men would praise God. You may think you haven't got a praise, but you let God deliver you out of enough troubles, you'll praise Him after all. Will it take a whole bunch of trouble to get you to praise Him? He's got that too. He's got that in His arsenal. If you won't praise Him, He's got troubles to turn loose. If you won't praise Him, praise God, He's got heartaches by the dozens and troubles by the score. Hey, amen. He'll unloosen your cry. He'll unloosen your praise. You may think I've got too much pride. I've got too much manliness. It's against my nature. Amen. Oh, you'll cry after a while. I'd hate to think, amen, that I had to wait to trouble. Amen. But so many times, folks don't even call me till they get in enough trouble. They get in trouble, they'll call me. Amen. And then some, they just call all the time. They're not a bit bashful about calling. You know the Lord likes to be called on. He just loves to hear the sound of your voice. Amen. I mean, it'd be kind of a quiet place around the house now after Berkeley and Christie's got used to that little bundle of joy crying out every once in a while. Amen. And if suddenly they didn't hear his cry. Suddenly, amen. Yeah. Amen. We went on revival down in Mobile, Alabama. Amen. And me and my wife took the kids to her mom's up in Granite City before we left. And mom was keeping Kim and Jeff. Amen. And we called home from Mobile, Alabama. Amen. And Gleamer was our, that's my mother-in-law. I was her favorite son-in-law. Amen. Her favorite preacher. Amen. And she was ironing. And wife was talking to her on the telephone. And Jeff was laying on the floor saying, I want my mama. Amen. And mama wanted to go home right then. Because she wants to hear that cry. And God wants to hear your cry. Praise God. He loves you. He's waiting to hear you. How long has it been since He heard your sweet voice? Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise Him a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then they cried, the Bible said. And He delivered them. Then they cried, the Bible said. And He saved them. Two times it says He saved them. 13th verse and 19th verse. Praise God. And then, glory to God. He said in the 28th verse, He said, then they cry unto the Lord and He bringeth them out. How many ever been brought out? How many know how it feels when He brings you out? Woo! He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad? That good feeling when the Lord brings you out. Amen. And then verse 20. I'd like to dwell on this for a brief moment. He sent his word. Amen. You may not appreciate the Bible like you should, but there'll come a time, amen, that every word will be precious. If perhaps you as a Christian don't appreciate it like you should, just be shut in a while till you can't go to church and can't hear gospel preaching. I'll be frank with you. I didn't know what to do last night when I walked into that room with Sister Richardson. She took hold of my hand. She said, Brother Collins, you know how it feels to feel the power of God. And we began to pray, and she began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit of God took over. And she shook, amen, in the bed, and shouted in the bed, and talked in tongues, amen. And her who was so weak raised right straight up, praise God. I don't believe I could do it any better myself. Probably not as good. Amen. And praise the Lord in that. I still didn't know what to do. Amen. So I began to read the Word of God. And she was hungry for it. So hungry for it. And I began to read whole chapters to us. And she'd say, yes, that's true. Yes, praise God, it's so. I thank God I'd read it and I'd hit high notes. Amen. With her, every other word was a high note. And she'd join in and she'd quote scriptures with me. Praise God. Amen. We hit high note after high note. Amen. And she'd quote scriptures with me. Hallelujah. And what a time we was having in the Word of God. You know, because God sent his word, hallelujah. After a while, amen. I was just reading at random. I was desperate for something. Amen. I tried to find some scriptures that'd be a help. Amen. And finally, one of the last verses in one of them prophecies, those great prophecies of Isaiah. Amen. He said, I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. And she said, yes, in his own time. In his time, she said. Amen. I want to be patient. I want to wait on the Lord. Amen. And because he sent his word, she was satisfied to go to sleep. Amen. Glory to God. Every word was precious to her. She hadn't heard it for a while. Every word was precious to her. Was healing. I've been in some meetings. T.L. Osborne at his best was one of the greatest there was at quoting healing scriptures. Amen. He would preach under the anointing so much healing scripture that people would be healed in mass right while he was preaching. The word took hold. Praise God. He'd quote those great scriptures out of the anointing, out of the Spirit. Amen. And he wouldn't even have to lay hands on the people. Why? He sent his word and healed them. Oh, praise God. The word takes hold after a while. If we'll listen to it, amen. And God will cause miracles to be wrought. He'll save. He'll heal. He sent his word, the Bible said, and healed them. Amen. He sent his word and delivered them from their destructions. Praise God. Amen. When I looked on the face of Doug over there in Cape Girardeau Hospital, amen, I thought, I don't know if he's going to make it or not. He's laying there in a coma. They'd already done plastic surgery on his face and put his face back together. They had his jaws wired shut. Amen. They was feeding him through the veins. He had never woke up and spoke to anybody. And nobody knew if he ever would. Amen. But his wife, praise God, she believed right down to the wire. Amen. Her dad tried to comfort her just in case. She said, get out of this room. I don't want to hear that. I'm not listening to any unbelief. Amen. God's going to heal him. Hey! hallelujah. Amen. When I walked into Andy's meeting a few months later down there, Doug was sitting on the platform. I didn't know him. Amen. He had changed so much. His countenance had changed. He looked different. He couldn't use his arm. Amen. And he couldn't see anybody much. If he wrote big enough up close, big old letters that big, why, he could see. He had to have somebody else to read for him. Amen. But that wife and Doug, everybody else, kept believing God. He got to where he could walk. Amen. A string of three miracles. Praise God. He got to where he could read. He got to where he could preach again. Amen. But he still couldn't use that arm. That arm was still limp. That arm was still helpless. Couldn't do anything with it. One night he went to sleep and woke up the next morning, just recently, just last few days, and he was using his arm just as normal as always. Praise God. Amen. Driving his car. Hallelujah. Amen. He looks like his old self again. Praise God. What is it? The Lord sent his word and healed. Amen. They took a hold on the word and wouldn't take no for an answer. Praise God. And the Lord delivered him out of his destruction. You can't have much more destruction than them pronounce you dead three times at the scene. Amen. They said this one's DOA, but they loaded him in a helicopter anyway and pronounced him DOA in a helicopter. Amen. And took him to the hospital anyway just in case. Amen. And fanned the flame of life. Amen. Something was going on while he was doing that. Amen. In the spirit world. He told him. He said, I could hear him saying, amen, that he's dead. And he said, I was crying out, why are they leaving me here? Amen. The spirit had raised up above his body and was looking down at the operations. Amen. And they wasn't taking him to the hospital. Why are they taking me to the hospital? Amen. They was about to abandon him because they thought he's dead. And he didn't like it because he's looking on. Amen. From up yonder someplace. Amen. Ah, hallelujah. He'd tell you about it better than I could. I might make a mistake. Amen. I might err in trying to repeat it. Praise God. Hey, he delivered him out of his destruction. Amen. Pronounced dead right there at the scene. Amen. But God brought him out of destruction by his healing word. They called me at the house and said, pray. Doug's had a terrible wreck. And you don't know whether he's alive or dead. And so I went to prayer. And I never had anything happen quite like it. I've had it happen before, but not quite like this. I couldn't even get under the anointing to pray. I said, Dave, it's one of two things. Either he's already dead or God's already done it. One or the other. Amen. It was God's already done it. Praise God. God had already intervened. He knew what he was going to do. Praise God. Woo! When he says it in his word, folks, it's just as good as done. When he said it in his word, praise God, it's going to happen. Stand with me this morning and claim the promise of God. Father, we claim the promise of God. We claim the living word. We light upon every word this morning like a bird will light upon food. Praise God. And carry it away. We cherish it to our hearts. We give testimony that it's true. By your stripes we are healed. I read it last night to Sister Richardson. She shouted and praise God and talked in other tongues. Amen. How the Lord will hasten it in His time. And she gave witness and testimony to it. That God will do it in His own time. Father, You're working this morning in lives and hearts. And I thank You for what You're going to do. I thank You for the power You've already manifested. I thank You for the glory we've already felt. I thank You for the Spirit we've already witnessed in this service today. Challenge our hearts with a healing word this morning. We claim the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. All it takes for God to hear Your voice. All it takes for God to hear Your sweet cry.
He set my feet on the rock.
Come on. Let's cry out to Him this morning.
He puts a song in my soul today.
He knows every intonation
of
Your musical voice. Your prayer's music to His ears. He watches and waits for You to call. He longs to answer Your prayer. He longs to hear Your cry. Hallelujah.
I cry to the Lord.
Cry to the Lord.
In the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in